You're listening to Cinematic Sound with your host, Eric Woods.
To Cinematic Sound, heard right here on C101.5 FM Mohawk College Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I am your host. On today's program, we are listening to the music of legendary film composer Elmer Bernstein, who sadly passed away in his sleep at his home in California on August 18th. Bernstein was 82 years old. He's an Academy Award winner, a 14 Academy Award nominee. He's been nominated for Tony Awards, Golden Globes, and even 5 Grammy Awards. He was definitely a versatile composer. And on today's program, we're featuring up to 35 suites and themes for some of his most famous scores. And coming up during our second hour, you're going to hear music from such films as The Shootist, Zulu Dawn, Airplane, Heavy Metal, Ghostbusters, The Black Cauldron, The Grifters, just to name a few. During our last hour, you'll hear music from some of Bernstein's most recent work, including The Age of Innocence, his rejected score to Last Man Standing, The Rainmaker, The Wild Wild West, Bring Out the Dead, Keeping the Faith, and his last film score for Far From Heaven. Now, during the 60s and 70s, Elmer Bernstein scored the last 7 films of John Wayne, including True Grit, which we heard last hour, which earned John Wayne an Oscar, and Wayne's last film, The Shootist, filmed in 1976. Now, the interesting thing about John Wayne was that he wanted Elmer Bernstein to do the music for his films, but it was kind of like a behind-the-scenes type of thing. Wayne never interfered with the process, never talked to Bernstein about the music, but somehow, if Wayne was in the film, then Bernstein was doing the score. Now, however, there is one occasion where Bernstein did not do the score for a John Wayne film, and he did Wayne did a film called The Green Berets, which was about the Vietnam War. Now, like many Americans, some were opposed to the Vietnam War and their involvement in Vietnam issues, and Bernstein was one of these people, therefore he wouldn't do the music for that film, but nothing fazed the Wayne and Bernstein friendship. So the next time that Wayne had a film, he asked Bernstein to do the score again, and of course, he did it. So during this suite, we're going to hear music from John Wayne's last film called The Shootist. Then you're also going to hear a suite from Zulu Dawn, one of Elmer Bernstein's first comedy scores called Airplane, and you're going to hear John Williams's Jaws theme in it as well. And then we'll feature an extended suite from the animated film called Heavy Metal. Here is music from Academy Award-winning composer Elmer Bernstein.
Thank you.
That was music from the film Heavy Metal, an animated feature. We also heard in there music from Airplane, which also featured John Williams' famous Jaws motif. We heard a suite from Zulu Dawn, and we started the set off with John Wayne's last film called The Shootist. All of those scores were composed by the late, great Elmer Bernstein. Well, we have to take a quick break, but when we return, we will continue with more music composed by Elmer Bernstein, as we'll feature the main theme from Ghostbusters. We'll also hear music from the Black Cauldron and Mary Ward. And then we will hear a little bit later on music from Stars and Bars, My Left Foot, and The Grifters. You're listening to Cinematic Sound, heard right here on C101.5 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound on cinematicsound.net.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, heard right here on C101.5 FM. My name is Eric Woods, and I am your host. On today's program, we're listening to the music of composer Elmer Bernstein, who sadly passed away this month at the age of 82. Now, Elmer Bernstein had about three different musical stages throughout his career. First was jazz. Once he composed the music to The Man with the Golden Arm, everybody wanted a jazz score from Elmer Bernstein. Then came the Western-style score. After The Magnificent Seven, again, everybody wanted Bernstein to compose their Westerns. And then came a time in about the mid-70s where Elmer Bernstein was known as the comedic composer. Now, Bernstein did do a comedy score. It was actually the second film that he did, called Never Wave at the WAC. But he really didn't do a lot of comedies until he got an Academy Award for Thoroughly Modern Mealy. But in 1977, he did music for Animal House, which was a huge commercial success. So for about 10 years, Bernstein was in demand to do comedies. And basically, he couldn't get out of that groove. He was working on films such as Meatballs, Airplane, comedies all the way straight through, like Spies Like Us, Three Amigos, and Ghostbusters. But when it came down to do Ghostbusters 2, Bernstein thought maybe it was a time for a change. So the change came for Bernstein with the score to My Left Foot, which is a small, serious type of film, and it broke the comedy cycle for Bernstein. And during this suite, we will hear music from one of the last comedy scores that Bernstein worked on. That was for the big success called Ghostbusters. You'll also hear music from the Walt Disney animated film called The Black Cauldron, and we'll hear the main theme from Mary Ward. This is music composed by Academy Award-winning composer Elmer Bernstein. Thank you. That was music from the film Mary Ward. You also heard in there music from the animated film The Black Cauldron, and we opened it up with the 1984 big hit called Ghostbusters. All those pieces composed by Elmer Bernstein. You're listening to Cinematic Sounds, tribute to composer Elmer Bernstein, who sadly passed away this month at the age of 82. And when we return, we will conclude this hour with more music from Elmer Bernstein, including Stars and Bars, My Left Foot, and The Grifters. You're listening to Cinematic Sound, heard right here on C101.5 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
The home for film, television, and video game music since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, or here on C101.5 FM Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and I am your host. On today's program, we're listening to the music of composer Elmer Bernstein, who passed away this month at the age of 82. He's an Academy Award-winning composer. Our last suite for this hour, we will be listening to music from Stars and Bars, My Left Foot, and The Grifters. The Grifters, which was a film produced by Martin Scorsese. And one of Elmer Bernstein's frequent directing collaborators in recent years had been Martin Scorsese. Bernstein had worked with the director on his own films like The Age of Innocence. He worked on Cape Fear, adapting Bernard Herrmann's score and Bringing Out the Dead. As well as, I mentioned, pictures like The Grifters, where the filmmaker, Martin Scorsese, was a producer. The Grifters would receive one of Bernstein's most impactful and famous scores of the decade, capturing the balance between film noir and black comedy. And as I mentioned, in this suite, you're going to hear music from Stars and Bars, My Left Foot, The Grifters, and If We Have Time, A Rage in Harlem. This is another suite composed by Elmer Bernstein.
Thank you. Thank you.